This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to hold National Assembly elections on 26th of January. Prime Minister Sir Varudeva vows to provide support for establishment and operation of Ayurveda industry in Nepal. Nepali Congress begins province assembly conventions in 61 districts. And Iran condemns U.S. sanctions over B-2 medal in 2020 U.S. presidential election. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to hold elections for the National Assembly on the 26th of January. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided to hold elections for the 20 seats of the National Assembly that are going to remain vacant soon. Unveiling the cabinet meeting today, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government also decided to accept $60 million concessional loan from the U.S. government for modernization of electrical grid project. The cabinet meeting also decided to grant theoretical consent for drafting the animal welfare bill and to form committees so as to stop cruel treatment against animals. Likewise, Communication Minister Karki said the local level elections would be held on the stipulated time. He said the government was conscious about not to leave the local levels without leadership. Prime Minister Sir Varudeva has expressed the government's commitment to provide maximum support for establishing and operating a non-profit industry for processing and production of Ayurvedic medicine in Nepal. Inaugurating the Ratna Saraf building of Patanjali Yogpeeth, Nepal today, the Prime Minister said, "The whole world has accepted the Ayurvedic medicine and it is beneficial to human life as it does not have any side effects." On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva appreciated Yoga Guru Swami Ramadev and Yoga Dev Guru Ayurveda Guru Acharya Balakrishna for their research and publicity on yoga and meditation, as well as for their contribution to production and publicizing the use of Ayurvedic medicine. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sir Varudeva has said the handicraft industry would be helpful to make Nepal's ancient art, culture and skills known to the world. Prime Minister Deva made such observation while inaugurating the 16th handicraft competition and 17th handicraft trade fair organized in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Deva expressed commitment that government would extend support to the promotion of handicraft. Province Assembly Convention of the Nepali Congress, under its 14th General Convention, has begun in 61 districts from today. The Central Election Committee of the party has started holding province conventions in the districts where the party has already conducted district conventions. As per the election schedule of the Nepali Congress, the party is holding regional conventions on the 22nd of November. Minister for Health and Population, Birod Khatiwara, says the government is working to ensure the anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens. Addressing a two-day national conference of Nepal Health Professional Federation in Bhaktapur today, Health Minister Khatiwara said the government had agreed to bring 60 million doses of the vaccines, adding that around 10 million people had already received the vaccines. He said the government was also in consultation to administer the booster doses of the vaccine. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad and the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu held a cordial meeting at Home Ministry today. The Home Ministry Secretariat informed that matters related to the bilateral relations and partnership between Nepal and the U.S. were discussed during the meeting. The two ministers held a discussion on the collaboration during the COVID-19 pandemic, Nepal's development priorities, and the U.S. assistance to Nepal's social and economic development, among others. On the occasion, U.S. Assistant Secretary Liu was accompanied by the U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry. Also discussed during the meet was the impact of climate change on Nepal's economy and future resolving measures to that end. Similarly, U.S. Assistant Secretary Liu paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatiwara today. During the meeting, discussions were held on wider areas of Nepal-U.S. friendship and cooperation. Foreign Minister Dr. Khadka thanked the U.S. government for valuable medical support during, including vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meantime, the U.S. Assistant Secretary also separately met with CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda today itself. On the occasion, Assistant Secretary Liu urged the opposition party leader Oli to help pass the U.S. government-aided MCC pact. Likewise, after the meeting, Chair Dahal said the discussions were held to clear out the confusions related to the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. Chairman Prachanda said the decision has already been taken to call all party meeting regarding the MCC. A total of 296 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 8,972 samples. Likewise, 369 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 5 people died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,494 in Nepal so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Iran has condemned the U.S. sanctions against several Iranians and one Iranian group for trying to influence the 2020 U.S. presidential election. The U.S. Treasury announced the sanctions on Thursday, along with criminal charges against two Iranians. It says launched a cyber disinformation campaign to selected voters, elected members of Congress, and a U.S. media company. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Saeed Khatvazadeh of Iran said on Twitter today that Iran condemns new U.S. sanctions as a continuation of the failed policy of Trump's maximum pressure that are disparate and illegitimate. The United Nations has warned that Somalia's rapidly worsening drought is reported to have left more than 2 million people facing severe food and water shortages. According to a joint statement by the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and the Somali government released late on Thursday, the African nation is now on the verge of a fourth consecutive failed rainfall season. The statement said that about 2.3 million people are ravaged by serious water, food and pasture shortages as water pans and boreholes are said to have dried up. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to hold National Assembly elections on 26th of January. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva vows to provide support for establishment and operation of Ayurveda industry in Nepal. Nepali Congress begins province assembly conventions in 61 districts. And Iran condemns U.S. sanctions over bid to meddle in 2020 U.S. presidential election. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.